KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, new Griswold boys head basketball coach Jake Spear is eager to be given the opportunity to coach early in his career. Spear was not looking to coach at the high school level right away coming out of college, but the opportunity to become an assistant early was too big to pass up.
Definitely want to be a teacher and a coach. Actually, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't really on my radar to be a high school coach right away. That was the only basketball job that Griswold had open, the assistant coach. So I took my shot at it, and then, I started realizing, I could probably do this as a head coach too. So, I just kind of, my confidence started to build as I started and got a few more years of experience.
In-game coaching at the junior varsity level has really benefited Spear early in his career. He praised his old high school basketball coach, Daryl Burmeister, on how he coached in the past, and he wants to implement some of his philosophies in the future.
At the JV level, doing that in-game coaching has, helped me experience certain situations that I might not have been good at handling my first year that I got a lot better at this year as well. And then, give credit to my old high school coach too. I've learned a lot from him in the past, Burmeister at Navajo Valley. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to implement a few of the things that, he did in the past, especially the practice intensity and the game prep. I'm looking forward to.
Spear envisions some long-term goals are to have all coaches throughout each level in the school district on the same page while trying to maintain a good number of kids out for basketball. Getting more kids to come out for basketball and playing all year round, Spear says that's a good start.
In the long term, we just want to make sure that all the coaches from K through 12 are on the same page so that we can, kind of start to, get the program rolling, get more kids out for basketball and keep them, playing all year round.
Coach Spear will be coming into the head coach job looking to rejuvenate the program. The last two seasons, the Tigers have a combined 7 wins, and the last time they had a winning season was in 2014. A new CAM head football coach, Barry Bauer, is very excited to take over the program that he played for as a youngster. Bauer played under the very influential Dean Downer just as the transition merger was made to become the CAM school district. Bauer said it means a lot to him to get this opportunity at a place that he loves.
Well, Coach Downer, my head football coach in high school, was a very special influence in my life. And I think that is what's driven me to be humbled and experienced to where, he was the leader of this program from the start. And now all of a sudden being able to follow under the tutelage of Joe Woolham to Coach Downer and now being able to lead the program is, I think you understand how much this means to me. I got a text from a past player that I played with that was a year younger than I was this morning. And after I read it, I got very, very emotional. And I think that's where it gets to that point is not only are you representing your own family, but you're representing the family of the CAM Community School District.
Bauer spent 4 seasons as head coach of the Red Oak football team, and he said once he had that experience, he's always had a bit of an itch to get back into it at some point.
And the passion that I have for the game, the spirit that I have for it is, it's unmatched because I think once you have that in your blood, and this was always instilled to me as a young kid, that you've always had a fight for something, and being the stature that I am, and people that know Barry Bauer understand what I'm talking about here. With the stature that I've had, you've always had a fight for something because people don't believe in you, and I think that's what's always driven me to be, whether you want to lead young people or whether you want to motivate young people to do what they want because they always have that goal in mind, that they can always achieve something. Well, this is the case.
Bauer had high praise for Coach Downer, who he played for, and Coach Woolham, who he worked with the past few seasons. He said he wants to live up to the standards that they've set and bring a passionate attitude to the team.
That's what I'm going to try to do, is I'm going to try to live up to the standards that they have set. And that's what I've always tried to do. That's that competitive edge. That's the proving of people wrong. He will never, amount to anything. Well, that's where you got to prove them wrong. And that's what I want to instill in our kids, to say, it doesn't matter. We're going to be relentless in our pursuit of being excellent every single day.
Bauer walks into a pretty strong program. They're coming off an 8-3 season a year ago and an appearance in the quarterfinals of the 8-man football playoffs. A limited number of NFL teams are reopening their training facilities, while many are prohibited by government restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic. Commissioner Roger Goodell gave the 32 clubs the go-ahead for limited reopenings on Tuesday, as long as state and local municipalities allow them. Coaching staffs and all players, except those undergoing injury rehab, are barred from the facilities in the first phase of the league's plan. With states like California, New York, New Jersey, Washington, and Virginia still under heavy restrictions, that immediately leaves 9 franchises unable to use their facilities. The Las Vegas Raiders still have their training complex in Alameda, California. Well, Tom Brady isn't letting the coronavirus pandemic or NFL rules against players working out at team facilities keep him from preparing for a new season with his new Tampa Bay team. Brady gathered some of his new Buccaneers teammates on a high school field for a throwing session early Tuesday. Brady wore a Buccaneers helmet and an orange jersey over his shoulder pads. The informal players-only workout lasted 2 hours, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Because of the pandemic, any gathering of players is notable, especially one involving Brady. The 6-time Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots signed a 2-year, $50 million contract with the Bucs in March. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller is concerned about the effects budgetary concerns in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic are having on his sport. In the last few days, Bowling Green and Furman have announced that they're cutting their baseball programs.
It's kind of a copycat society, and once one does, it seems to make it easier for another to do the same. And I think in this instance, if there were worries prior to the pandemic, I think there's obviously a lot more now, and Unfortunately, we could see some more if this doesn't clear up fairly quick.
The loss of the NCAA basketball tournament has affected all athletic departments, but especially those outside of the Power Five conferences.
If you're in a mid-major or in a place that maybe doesn't support baseball at a full level prior to this, there's worries. There's not just baseball, but a lot of different sports and different programs that are not revenue sports. You hate to say it, but it's probably going to happen more.
Heller says it is critical for all non-revenue sports that football is played this fall.
The second semester this year, a lot of schools took a hit, and everyone is kind of banking on the fact that we can try to play football to get back to some form of normalcy and survive this for a year with some budget cuts and cost-saving measures that can help get everyone through it.
Well, the Washington Nationals will unveil their World Series championship rings during a virtual ceremony shown on television and online Sunday, an unprecedented approach brought about by the coronavirus pandemic. With the start of the Major League Baseball season on hold because of the COVID-19 outbreak, Nationals owner Mark Lerner said he hopes the plan to show off the team's hardware would provide a moment of joy in these uncertain times. Teams typically unveil their title rings at a home stadium that's packed with fans. The NHL is still more than a week away from determining a return-to-play format. That word comes from a person familiar with discussions. And what that plan resembles could be complicated further should the U.S. and Canada extend border restrictions to non-essential travel into July. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced border restrictions will stay in effect through June 21st. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly tells the Associated Press he's hopeful the decision to close the border to non-essential travel for another month won't have a material impact on the league's discussions to restart its season. And the Belmont Stakes will be run June 20th on Long Island in front of no fans as the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. This is the first year that the Belmont will take place before the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. The Derby was moved to September 5th and the Preakness to October 3rd. The rescheduled Belmont will be contested at a distance of 1 1/8 miles instead of the race's traditional 1.5 miles that's been in place since 1926. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.